Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. The Mishnah now considers when in the morning prayer service is the shofar blown. Now, by rights, it should be blown as soon as possible, because the principle is Zerizin Makdim on the mitzvahs, that people who are Zariz, alacritous in doing mitzvahs, would do it as soon as possible, and therefore it makes sense to do it first thing in the morning, immediately after what we'll call Shachris. However, as we'll see in the Mishnah, they actually pushed it off a little bit to the Musaf prayers, and the reason why is because we're talking about a time when there was a religious oppression, Shmad, and the Romans decreed that the Jews shouldn't blow shofar in the mornings. Their concern was it was sort of a cover to arrange for some sort of military uprising, but by midday it seems that they could get away with it because it didn't seem that was an appropriate time to start and blowing shofar to begin an uprising. Now, in the time of the Mishnah, there, like today, we have Shachris and Musaf. In the time of the Mishnah, however, the people wouldn't necessarily do the praying. It was the Shaliach Tzibur, the prayer leader, who would do the praying, and the people would listen and say Amen. And nowadays we have Siddurim, but back then they didn't have prayer book Siddurim. So we're referring to Shachris Mincha in the context of who would be leading the prayer service, and there are two different leaders. There was the Shachris leader and the Musaf leader. And therefore the Mishnah says, Ha'over lefnei ha'teiva b'yom tov shal Rosh Hashanah, the one of the ones who are going to be going before, literally means to go before the ark, but that's a reference to the person leading the prayers, the Shliach Tzibur, on Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni, it's the second one, meaning the one who's leading the Musaf service, that's Maskia, who causes the shofar to be blown. The reason why, as I explained to you before. Ooh, b'shas halal. And when it comes to time for saying halal, now if you're not paying attention, you might think we're talking about Rosh Hashanah here, because that's our topic up to now, but no, we're not. In fact, there is no halal recited on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings quite a famous midrash. It says that the angels said to Hashem, Mipnei ma in Yisrael om shir b'Rosh Hashanah, why is there no singing, no halal on Rosh Hashanah, says the angels. Amar lehem, and Hashem responded back to them, Efshar melech Yoshev al kisa din, v'sifrei chayim v'mavas, excuse me, sifrei chayim and Sifri Mason B'suchim Lafon of Yisrael Om Shira. Is it conceivable that the king sits on his throne in judgment with the books of life and death open before him, and the Jews should be singing songs? Of course not, and therefore we don't say Halil on Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah is not a time for that. Rather, you know, Rosh Hashanah is a time for avodah and hachna and service of Hashem and like submission of hachna salev. And reverence. So that being the case, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but rather the Yom Tovim, let's say Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we do say Halil. In those days, when is Halil recited? So B'Shas HaHalil, HaRishon Makra Es HaHalil. It's the first of the two Shliach Tzibors, meaning the one who's doing the Shachris prayers, who will Makre, who will lead the response of reading of and singing of Halil. And that will be the halacha l'maaseh for us too. We say halal as part of Shachris, and we do the blowings of the shofar, of course, in the part of as part of the musaf.